At the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I am speaking to Polly Ruland. And Polly, at the one of the first meetings that takes place here is the Joint Evaluation Committee. And there's going to be two reports given, I understand, one on an evaluation or an audit of the National Beef Cook-Off and also of producer communications by the Beef Board. Why don't we start with the cook-off and just tell us a little bit about, you know, why do we do these types of reports and then maybe a little bit about what we found.
Sure. Well, every year, every program that the Beef Checkoff funds is subject to some type of evaluation. Most of those programs are evaluated internally by the state beef councils as well as by me. But between two and four programs are chosen by the Joint Evaluation Committee annually for an external evaluation. And that means that we hire a firm that are expert in the topic area of the program to come in and do a very thorough evaluation of that program over the last fiscal year, the authorization request for the last fiscal year. So this year, the Joint Evaluation Committee voted to do, as you mentioned, producer communications, as well as the National Beef Cook-Off. We hired a firm called Don Jagoda Associates, who is very familiar with cook-offs. They do the Pillsbury Bake-Off and many other cook-offs and bake-offs and cooking and culinary contests around the country to do the evaluation for the National Beef Cook-Off. And tonight they'll be presenting their in-depth findings about the National Beef Cook-Off, which in general were very glowing, I guess I should say. They said it's a very well-run program, that it's very well-received, that the folks who know about it think very highly of it. They did have some suggestions for the future of the National Beef Cook-Off, both as an event and as a recipe contest. So the report tonight should be very interesting as far as how we could go forward with the future of the National Beef Cook-Off as an event, and if indeed shrinking resources indicate that we can't put on an event of this scope in the future. They had some really good, pithy suggestions about how this could evolve into a recipe contest or a consumer type of contest that would still be very valuable to the Beef Checkoff.
And then when you look at producer communications, same thing, evaluation, how would you characterize what the report found and if there were any suggestions there too?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the producer communications was reviewed by a firm called Demeter Communications, and they have a lot of experience in the industry, particularly with producer communications. And they found again that the program was very well run, another good report. As we all may be aware, the producer communications program has been undergoing a lot of changes. It was completely revamped year before last. And most of those changes, matter of fact, 99% of them, Demeter found they were very good changes and agreed with them entirely. Now, Demeter has an interesting way of evaluating programs. They do a scorecard. So they compare each of the program's goals against how those goals are being executed and how, in the end, they were actually achieved for fiscal year 2009. So the scorecard in general was very positive. But again, they had some very good recommendations about how the producer communications program can move forward and reach maybe a larger audience of producers, for example, and also educate the producers that they are reaching in a more thorough or better way about what the checkoff does for producers.
Well, it sounds like you've got a couple of very positive reports to start off the meeting here.
We do.
This summer. So after the presentations are made for this particular committee, kind of where do things go after that? I mean,
this committee will discuss each of the reports, and then they will approve the reports, and then those reports will be presented to the program committees that oversee these programs. I'll be doing those presentations on Saturday when those program committees meet, and they'll also get copies of the full report. And those program committees will make sure that these program managers take into account what these evaluations have said and incorporate them into their authorization requests for 2011 and the future. So it's the program committee's responsibility to say, we understand these findings, we agree or disagree, and discuss how those can be incorporated into future programs.
Great. Well, good overview of one of the first committees that's going to meet here as part of this Joint Cattle Industry Summer Conference. That's Polly Ruland, who is Director of Evaluation for the Beef Board. And here at the Cattle Industry Summer Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.